Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Seven peaks of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. It's really easy to do. And we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question, too, right there on the homepage. We got a new video on the show, on the site every week, at least one new one every week. Lots and lots of other stuff, articles and podcasts. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Robert Brands has deposited with us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust on Innovation. Robert, thanks again for hanging out with us. Robert's the author of Robert's Rules for Innovation. Robert, what is your website, please?
My website is innovationcoach.com, and for the book, it's robertsrulesofinnovation.com. And Jim, I really appreciate you helping me broadcasting the importance of innovation. Because it's so essential. As we were just talking, I mean, so if you accept that you have to innovate or you will perish, the biggest challenge is to get over the barriers. Because I let people in workshops really think about what's holding you back. And we find that they realize that you have these 10 imperatives that you have to put in place that starts with yourself. You as an entrepreneur, you have to inspire to really want to innovate and drive it. You have to walk the talk. And then, of course, there's a number of other elements that you have to put in place besides having a process to go from concept to launch, you know, and a way to capture all ideas, including from associates. You know, it's all about ownership, accountability, value creation, et cetera.
It's a culture, isn't it? Don't you have to literally be committed to having an innovative culture, not just innovation as an act or remember to innovate or have a light come on your head, hope that works out. You've got to have a culture where everybody is always thinking, whatever they're doing, they're thinking about innovating.
Absolutely. It cannot be the flavor of the month. I don't expect everybody to be the next Apple or Steve Jobs or Herb Kohler, for that matter, of the Kohler Company, who is just incredibly inspirational in the new product development. No, but you have to be engaged. You can't delegate it and really be involved. So think about that. And to overcome these first barriers, you really need to address what I call time and resources. And it sounds very logical, but if you don't plan that out, if you don't allocate some time for your associates and for yourself to really work on new product development or some great new ideas, some offline and off-site thinking, it's not going to happen. And likewise, your budget, if you don't budget some time, some resources towards it, it's not going to happen. It's
could
so
you
fundamental.
Say that, would you say, Robert, that if you had at least one meeting a month with your people, and all the only agenda on that meeting was what can we do to innovate? How can we innovate? Of course, first you have to kind of explain to them what you mean by innovation. Let's get the whole team understand what you mean by that. But maybe once a month, and nothing else is brought up. Just what can we do to innovate, and have regular meetings like that, where they realize that you're serious about this. Will that get it installed in their head a little bit, you think?
Yeah, and I actually recommend the first step. I say to CEOs and presidents, put innovation at least on your monthly management agenda. When you meet as a team and you're looking at your business, have innovation as a starting point on the agenda, so you talk about the ideas, the progress, the requirements. Because what you're proposing is ultimately what is ideal, where you have a half day or a day dedicated on innovation to see where the projects are, how they're progressing.
Let me stop there for a second, because we're talking to small business owners. Folks, at least do a one-hour meeting, minimum of 1 hour. If you can get more than that, thanks. Thank you very much. You know, you'll be glad you did it. Small businesses are not going to do a half day, one day a month.
Right.
That's just not going to happen.
And the key thing is to understand that innovation is broad. It's for everybody. It's for the finance department, for logistics, for customer service. Everybody should be involved because there is innovative ideas, opportunities, and processes available for all areas. So it's not just your product or service. And so it doesn't matter. It's not something where you say, oh, this is all has to come from the product side or from the service side. No, finance innovation can be as profitable and as rewarding as anything else.
It could be at the receptionist desk.
Exactly. And I've said this before to you, Jim. Try your product or your service yourself and see what you can innovate around it. It's so basic, but it's such an ideal, quick way to find out what can be done much better for a better customer experience.
I talked to an executive VP of a company that was spending millions of dollars trying to drive people to their website to sign up to become customers, to at least open an account. And she said, you know, I realized I had never done that myself. And when she did, she went through the experience herself after they'd already spent who knows how many millions of dollars to get people to go to that website. She said, I realized that we hadn't done a good job. She said, I didn't like what my own experience.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So approach your company, see how that feels, or try the product and put it together yourself based on the instructions. You'll see how frustrating it is and how much you can improve. So address those barriers of time and resources, figure out what is needed, and there will be tons of ideas to really innovate from process to product. And a great example real quick is Dell. I mean, think about the laptop computer business. They took your order. They have always taken your order. Take your money right up front, build your computer, and ship it real quick. That was innovative process innovation.
Right.
All the other guys building laptops and putting it in the warehouse before it gets sold, and they get paid at 120 days or later.
They were warehousing parts, not computers, right?
Exactly.
Good suggestion. Hey, hold on that thought, Robert. We've got to take a quick break, folks. 10 till. Right back with Robert Brands. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.